Reggae Uprising with your host, Danielle.
Greetings, Reggae Uprising podcast family, and welcome to another episode. Now, if you are fresh and new to Reggae Uprising podcast, it is all about connecting people of the African diaspora through wisdom, overstanding, inspirational stories, all backed by a soundtrack of sweet reggae music. So what usually happens is each and every Wednesday, we feature a new guest who shares their journey, their wisdom, their experiences for the upliftment of all of us alongside seven reggae selections. However, from time to time throughout the year, we do multiple specials on subjects to help with your upliftment, on issues that may be at the forefront of our community, and any extra wisdom that you may have requested as listeners. If you are a regular listener, then you will already know that we celebrated the 100th episode of Reggae Uprising podcast. Give thanks to everybody that featured on that special episode and all of you for tuning in, to subscribing, to showing your support, all of your beautiful comments. Thank you so much for supporting Reggae Uprising podcast with all of your love. Thank you so, so much. Now, if you've just only tuned in this year, as this has been going, this is the third year now. If you've only tuned in this year, you'll already know that in January, we did a special feature all focused on reggae artists in particular. They took us on their individual journeys, as well as sharing their seven reggae selections and their own works, their own music. And last month, we dedicated two special episodes to Bob Marley's 7-7 Earth Strong. And that was followed by, at the end of February, with our Inspiration Nation episode. So they were episodes to uplift you in your day with special works featured from our brothers and sisters alongside reggae selections to inspire, obviously. If this is the first time, however, you're tuning into Reggae Uprising podcast, that is just a little snippet on what you've already missed, but it's all right. You can go back and listen there. Like I said, there's over 100 episodes for you to tune in if you want that upliftment, if you want that positivity, and you want that wisdom from Reggae Uprising podcast. So if you haven't already, please subscribe wherever you're listening to Reggae Uprising podcast. If you would like to connect with me, because as well as being the host of Reggae Uprising podcast, I am also a singer-songwriter. So if you want to check out my original works, my music videos, find out when I'm next performing so you can come and show your support, all you need to do is go to danielle.co.uk. So that's danielle.co.uk. Like I said, you can get in touch via the contact page. You can also find all of the Reggae Uprising podcast episodes, and you can get in touch with me there via my social media. My social media is all there for you as well. And actually, you can subscribe there as well. So if you want to be kept up to date with all of my new music, all of my performances, please subscribe to danielle.co.uk as well. Now, Reggae Uprising podcast obviously is all about upliftment and positivity, but is also about sharing wisdom and experiences. So what we've decided to do all throughout the month of March is focus on COVID in different countries throughout the world. So when I say that, it comes in the form of each week we have a new guest that shares their experiences of the past 2 years in the country that we're featuring. They share what it was like to live in that particular country, any lockdowns, restrictions, and the knock-on effect to our community within that country, because Reggae Uprising podcast is all about sharing our stories, sharing our own truths. So we want to hear from the people that actually live in those countries and hear it from their perspective. So this is the second of these episodes. So last week we featured the UK. And this week is the life and times of COVID Jamaica. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the usual time for those seven reggae selections, but of course, we had to give you some reggae music. So we've asked each of our guests to select two reggae selections. The first one being a song that sums up the past 2 years for them in the form of a reggae selection, and the second one to be a real inspirational track that got them through the past 2 years. As with all of the guests featured on Reggae Uprising podcast, all of their links are in the description. So if you want to connect with them, if you want to, you know, get involved in some future works with them, if you want to support the works that they're doing, please check out the description and do so. Right, we're going to get started with this week's episode, The Life and Times of COVID Jamaica, and this week's guest's first selection, which happens to be their own works as they are an artist. So we're going to get started with I Sensi Mau and the Mau Mau Warriors, Ja Blessings.
Growing up in Western Kingston, my mother would say to me, son, have manners to people, be on your best behavior, and you will see. And as I grew up today, her principles, they would stay with me. And as far as I can see, her principles, I know, they would come to me. As Mama warriors today, we will go on our knees and pray. And people will say to me, youth, you come from good family. That's why them can't take your blessings from we. Them be know that it rests up, jam up, dwell up inside. We can't take your blessings from we. Let me know that it rests up, dwell up, jam up inside. We from we a baby. Right now, turn adults, you will see the people from Asia, Europe, Africa, they so beautiful to me. My people all over this world, I know you will all agree, the Mama family, blessings it sad. That's why them can't take your blessings from we. One of the daughter, it rests up, jump up, dwell up inside. We can't touch your blessings from we. Them be daughter. Right now, under the divinity of His Imperial Majesty, that's why them can't take your blessings from we. Them fi know that it rests up, jam up, dwell up inside. Oh, we can't take your blessings from we. Them fi know this. Right now, I can tell you this, under the divinity of His Imperial Majesty.
I would like to welcome today's guest on the Life and Times of COVID Jamaica, a guest that we have actually featured previously. We featured their works, their music. I Sensi Mau and the Mau Mau Warriors. Greetings and welcome, I Sensi Mau.
Greetings, Sister Daniel. Yes, man, welcome again, my people. I'm here. Wonderful to be here again, you know. Give thanks and praise unto the Most High. Jah, Rastafari. Welcome. Yeah, man.
Really appreciate you coming back and speaking with us. Can you tell us a little bit about when you first found out about the virus in Jamaica in 2020?
Well, this virus here, you know, when we find out about it, it was in December, they were talking about this virus, you know, and it came upon us really tragically in March of 2020. They were talking about it in 2019, you know, but in March, it really come upon us here, you know, when it get really, you know, drastic here in Jamaica. 2020, yeah, that was the time it really came upon us, and you know, everybody started taking these things very serious and looking to what is happening all across the world and all of these pretty things, you know. Mm-hmm.
So what were people's first responses to hearing about the virus? What was the general opinion, and when did the first cases of infection arrive in Jamaica?
Well, as I said, you know, the first cases arise in Jamaica in December of 2019, but they really took it on a higher level, you know, and more seriously within March, because people started traveling. The traveling community was very active, you know, and they said that people is bringing it forward from the United States and China and all over the world, you know what I'm saying? So we here in Jamaica, the government started to take it on a different level, and they went into certain, you know, parliamentaries, you know, details and reasoning all about what is to take place and all of them things. You know, well, I and I from the Rasta community, we start to say other things, you know what I'm saying? So we just put it in our farm and then just says Babylon at work, you know what I'm saying? So it was a drastic move within those time of 2020, you know, because everything was coming to us within so fast within those times, you know, so we were saying all kind of things, my sister, you know, other people saying all kind of things all over the world, and we just hold what we were holding at that time, you know, we were just saying all kind of things, my sister, trust me.
So how did it first, or how did it seem to impact your own life in Jamaica? Were there lockdowns? Were there restrictions? Tell us about those and how it affected you and people in Jamaica.
You know, the government started to implement lockdowns, you know what I'm saying, and started to talk about how as though that we have to spend on the road and, you know, start to getting people apart, you know, and social distancing and all of them things started to be implemented. The radio were frantic in advertising all of this, you know, people started sanitizing and all of them things, you know. It was chaos and very panicking all over on the island, you know. And the first time it really hit me was when, you know, I have a house in St. Catherine here, and, you know, I really reside in Trenchtown, so I had to come over the house and you know, because in St. Catherine, they were saying they were locking down St. Catherine for 2 weeks, and I couldn't afford to not be coming over my house and, you know, looking what was happening, you know, within those times. So I came over to St. Catherine and I was locked down for 2 weeks. So that was one of the times when it impacted I and I very much, you know, and I started looking these things and said, wait, what is happening? We can't move. We can't do anything. We can't get any food to buy. All the shops are locked. Everywhere are locked. We can't pay no bills. Nothing is happening. You know what I'm saying? It was chaos here. Mm-hmm.
So in the UK, there were quite a few shortages in terms of groceries, yes, and things like that. Did that happen in Jamaica?
No. There were no shortages for anything. The only shortages was that the things weren't coming in back on the shelves as quickly as possible, you know, because of the, you know, what was happening at the time, you know, social distancing and all them things. So, you know, the workers were in delay, and it only took certain workers for the things them to be packed out forward on the shelves in the supermarkets here and all them things. Everything took time, you know what I'm saying? So that was the only chaos that we had here, you know, to worry about and to think about. Just the time span in getting things, you know, the remittances and all them things. You had to wait like a whole day to get anything from the remittances and services and all of them things. So, you know, for you to pay a bill, you have to take at least 2 to 3 days, you know, if you don't go early and stand up in long lines, you know. Those were the things were very chaotic here. Mm-hmm.
And what was the reasoning behind things taking so much longer?
Yes, the influx of people, you know, because when things like those, you know, when we hear about hurricanes and storm and all them things, the people always, there's always that influx of people trying to get stuff to stock away, you know, so that they don't have to move when it comes to, you know, the real thing of these, you know, chaotic moves, you know what I'm saying? So people here in Jamaica, you know, they always try to stock up on things, you know, when it comes to certain things like pandemic and hurricanes and storms and floods and all them things there. Yeah, that was the only main reason for the influx of people from all walks of life.
Can you share with us any stories of the pandemic of people that you know?
Well, there are so many stories, you know, my sister, because, you know, we lose a lot of people here. You know what I'm saying? Loved ones and all them things. I lose a father-in-law, you know. He went to Miami and he didn't come forward. You know what I'm saying? I lost him because of this pandemic here that they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? I lost lots of good friends, you know, who went and took the vaccine. And when they took the vaccine, they had chronic diseases. They called chronic ailments, as they would call it. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't return. You know, they are now under the earth. So there are so many stories that I can relate to my sister, you know, families, friends, loved ones, you know what I'm saying, gone, never to return, you know what I'm saying. So this is more than, to me, it's a mad-demic. It's even more, much like a pandemic. You know, it's just the loss of life and loved ones and close friends and lots of things been happening for the past 2 years, my sister. Trust me, in this madness here that we're having right now with these people, with this, you know, this virus. It's very sad, I must say. It's very sad.
So in the UK, people offered different forms of compensation in terms of finances when there were certain lockdowns. Is that something that was offered to people in Jamaica?
Yes, it was offered here in a limited amount. You know, as I said before, differently, you know, it's not even $100 these people were given, you know, this government. I don't know how ridiculous they are and it seems, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the people got $10,000 Jamaican, like $7.70 that will work out to, you know, US or whatever, $65 or $67 that would work out to, you know what I'm saying? And that didn't do anything for my people here. Over the past 2 years, it's just those small grants been granted to the people. And I don't know where that goes for families and for, you know, people here. You know, it's a lot. Jamaica is about 5.5 million people here, and for a government to be in power for so many years and just giving the people $10,000, that's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Other country has benefited much more larger than we here in Jamaica. You know, and that is a fact that I know of. Chaos here, man. Ridiculous.
So which industries do you think have been impacted the most through the pandemic?
Right now, I am in the music industry, you know, and I can say that is one of the most effective industry that has been affected right now. It's been affected so much that nothing has been held, nothing, all the shows that we could go for and earn some funds right now in the Americas, in the African countries, and all over the places, all over the earth. The musical industry is the one industry that I say has been mainly impacted. Yes, people can't get to full joy themselves again, and entertainment has cut off from that has happened here. Nobody getting together, nothing like that. You know, not even a grant they have granted I and I. Trust me. You know, trust me, we have been going through hell here, especially here in Jamaica. These people take us for joke and granted, you know.
So how do you feel that will have a knock-on effect with the music that's being pushed out through Jamaica? Do you think there will be less artists? Do you think there will be less new artists coming through because of that?
No, not here in Jamaica, you know, because this is a factory, you know. Jamaica is not known for that, you know. We are people that resilience within all the heights of our lives, you know. We don't matter within the heights of hardships and bearing nothing, you know what I'm saying? We'll take that and come back even stronger, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we don't care about certain little things. We just want to know that we have our lives, and bad today, good tomorrow. Bad this week, great next week. This month bad, next month will be wonderful. So it continues in our lives that, you know, we are used to hardships and things like this. So it doesn't reflect on our lives right now. You know, we just got through and we'll know that there will be a better day someday coming.
So can you tell us ways in which people have adapted to the pandemic? If, for example, they haven't been able to access funds from the government, how have they managed to cope in their own ways? Can you tell us of any scenarios, stories?
That's a very ticklish question, you know, my sister. Trust me, you know, because as I said, Jamaicans are very resilient, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to food and certain things, we plant a lot here in Jamaica. You know, we have one of the biggest markets in the Western Hemisphere that can feed more than Jamaica. So when it comes to food, people are not starving here in Jamaica. We have surplus food here in Jamaica when it comes to food. You know what I'm saying? If they can't get it from families, they will get it from friends. And if they can't get it from friends, they will get it from somebody who will assist them within the food area. You know what I'm saying? We don't have starving people here. People, food is in abundance here because we plant a lot. You know what I'm saying? Every week we have the biggest Coronation Market in Kingston that millions of food come weekly, every week, you know, because I am a person that goes to the supermarket, to the market every Saturday. And I am testimony to that because every Saturday I bring home fresh food for my consumption during the week. So it's a place where the food is in abundance here, my sister. Trust me. Yes.
And in terms of the tourism in Jamaica, do you feel that that's been affected, or what's your opinion on that?
Yeah, it was affected, but that was one of the first industries that the government put forward in front, you know. Right now it's up and running very much, you know what I'm saying? That's an industry that I don't think it has died, you know, because even during the pandemic, people were still coming here. People were still coming here, my sister, because I went down to Montego Bay and Negril in those times of 2020, 2021 and all them things, and I see lots of people, even my own families, some of them came here during the pandemic. So I can, you know, that's testimony to what all of this I'm saying. So people still been traveling, and the tourism industry is up and fully running again. Yeah, I can tell you that.
How do you feel the media has impacted people's lives throughout the pandemic?
Negatively, negatively, negatively. You know what I'm saying? They have put up the people in a lot of things and chaos. You know, making the people be aware that differently this thing is going to kill them all and all them things. And people have been very chaotic and very emotional over what the news and media has been pushing out, you know, because these are the people that push out certain negative things. You know what I'm saying? Every day they're telling you how much people this thing has been killing and doing all sorts of things. And then they never try to show you the real thing of how you can avoid it within the heights of heights, you know what I'm saying? Because this government is not up to the task of doing what is required for the majority of the people. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you that, my sister. But my people, as I said, we are a resilient set of people, and we try to do our best within getting through this pandemic. And we have fought it, and we are winning. You know, yes, because up to today, the government has eased the restrictions now. It's from 12 p.m., 12 a.m. in the morning to 5 a.m. in the morning. Also, the curfew has been doing now. So it's only 5 hours now, you know, and those 5 hours are in the nights, you know. So we have all the daytime to do our business and to do whatever we want to do within those times now. The restrictions are easing. You know, and everybody's getting more time, you know, more crowds can gather now and more people can get together within the family structure, and everything can be worked out properly now. You know, that's the only thing I see this government realizing, that this, you know, even the last trainer that we have, the Micronar, I don't remember the full name, you know what I'm saying? But this trainer didn't come as they expected it to come on to us here in Jamaica. You know, it only lasted for a couple of weeks, but it didn't impact us as the first strains that came on our island here, you know what I'm saying? So we got control of that, and my people, you know, take fully control of, you know, their lives and make sure that nothing like this can ever happen again around here.
So when it comes to the negativity of the pandemic, whether it be the media, the restrictions, the lockdowns, what kind of strategies have you implemented in your own life in order to cope with those negativities?
Well, I am from the Rasta community, you know, and as we always say, you know, Babylon is always at work, you know. So we always keep on a level we are indifferently. We keep healthy, we keep firm, we keep fit. You know, we give advice to a lot of people around us, you know, especially the loved ones and the close ones who are around us, our friends. And we always try to make them, you know, as happy and real, because I and I as Rasta, we eat the right set of food. Our immune system is above everybody else. We exercise, we do everything, and we try to keep other people around us in our communities on the same level. Whenever we go out, we implement all of this, because everyone right now on the earth is looking to Rasta. Our food, our supplements, our, you know, our lifestyle. Everybody is looking to us right now, because it is really Rastas get involved within this pandemic of losing our lives. You know, we stay firm and fit and stay close to our father, you know, His Majesty Emperor King Selassie, within all of what is happening around us. And to the media and everybody, we just pay little attention to that and make sure our lives are secure, our family and loved ones and friends are secure and healthy and strong to get through all of this, my sister.
The government and the strategies that they've implemented at different points over the past 2 years, which do you feel were wrong in Jamaica and which do you feel were right?
Well, one of the first thing was, one of the wrongest thing that I see differently, they make the press take up all this, and a lot of people here in Jamaica listen to the radio and the television and all that and things. So they stuff these components with all sorts of information, you know what I'm saying? But I can say again and again and over, Jamaicans are very, very stubborn and resilient set of people. And my sister, I can tell you, it's only between 20% and 15% of this island is vaccinated. Nobody is in their vaccinated stunts, because it has killed off a lot of loved ones, and it isn't helping. How can you take things that isn't helping, and you're forcing, trying to force people to take things that is helping towards what is happening health wise? How can you tell me now, my sister? How can this be happening? So my people here, we are very, very adhere to what is happening on the earth. So they know it is Babylon at work. So they put their trust in the Almighty God and say differently. No, we are not up to what they are trying to trick us with, because all of this, a lot of my people have come to know that this is a trick, and they are only here to serve who can believe and be wiped out from the planet or from the face of this earth. And we in the Rasta community, we know this. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people here in Jamaica has realized all of this. It is just a hoax and a myth, and Babylon is just at work. So my people here in Jamaica has been resilient in not taking this vaccine. And we are escaping the route to be forward in the lives that we are used to. And we have, every day is the same thing right now. We are forward into right now. That's why all I have to say, my sister, within the eyes of my people, being resilient towards the system of how Babylon is trying to force certain things in our lives. And we are not stupid, you know what I'm saying? We are not animals. We don't have 4 foot. So I can say kudos and give thanks for my people.
So you were talking there about the vaccine and the opinions, yes, of people now. Do you think that those opinions were the same when the vaccine first came out? Or do you think...
No.
And why do you think that
sister.
Is?
No, my sister. I have to stop you. No. It's not the same. Because they have come to the realization that it is all a trick. And this thing is not working. It is not working, my sister. It isn't working. And as I said before, my people aren't stupid people. We are very resilient. You know what I'm saying? It was the hardest set of slaves that came to this country within the heights of the slave trade within those times from all over Africa. And we are still that set of people, you know. So we are only more accommodating to being more sensible on this earth, to realize the wrongs from the right. You know what I'm saying? So my people, as I can tell you, I am happy for us. Yes.
Can you share with our listeners, because we have listeners from all over the world, can you share with us what the vaccine program looked like in Jamaica?
the vaccine program look like, you know, they're trying to get certain people involved in a program that certain people around the earth set up, and trying to put the earth on a level where certain amount of people can have control over people. That is what is happening here. That is what is happening in my country, Jamaica, here. And that is what the realization of my people has come to. And all over the world, I can tell you, you know, because I live here in Jamaica. I have been here. I haven't moved from the pandemic is here. And my people, eyes have been open very, very wide. Likewise, their ears, and they are just realizing that all of this that has been happening for the last 2.5 years, you know what I'm saying, is just some people trying to take control with their new world order. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was the vaccine passport something that was talked about in Jamaica?
All eliminated. Everything abolished. Everything withdrawn. Everything is pushed back under the table. You know what I'm saying? It's like dirt, dust. Nothing is coming forward, my sister, because all of this we see as an hoax, a myth, and nothing towards the progression of my people here. So they have to push back that, keep it to themselves, and forget about that. And remember, we are Jamaicans, we are stubborn-minded people, and we don't take bullshit too long. You know what I'm saying? So all of this, the government have to just settle and go back with that, and let us return to our normal lives. Leave us alone and let we live as always supposed to live on this earth, especially the Rasta community.
So when the past 2 years is played back over history, what do you believe will be overplayed and what do you feel will be underplayed?
The thing that will be overplayed is it didn't work what they were trying to accomplish. And the thing that will be played, we'll all find out who was behind all of this. We will all find out who is behind all of this. And we will realize and know that all of this was all a propaganda to get certain people from off this earth. And all of these people who are trying all of this, they don't realize that they are flesh. And some of them won't be around to realize that it didn't work, because they will be gone from the face of this earth, my sister. And people like you and me will be around to see that we from the Rasta community, and who has that third eye, will realize and see that all of this was only to get some people to realize that their visions and their dreams, it won't come true. Because you're playing with people's lives, which are very, very important. That's all we have is our life. We have nothing else. And when that is taken away from us, what can we say? What can we do? So we have to be careful of what we say and we do and what we put in our bodies. So this is what I'm saying to my people. Be careful, be careful, be careful.
Do you believe the pandemic has changed you?
No, you know, no, it hasn't changed. I trust me, it hasn't changed a bit, because we know of certain things that, you know, would be coming on the earth to eliminate, especially I and I people. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about black people, you know, because we are the geniuses of the earth. We were the first on the earth and we will always be. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to I and I people, you know, there are such a people on the earth. We realize all of them, yes. But my people, we are so important, we are so, you know what I'm saying, we are so up full within our liberty that everything has been trying to get rid of us on this earth. And it can't be, my sister, it can't be. And it will never change us. We'll always be vigilant to know what Babylon is always up to, my sister. Yes, we will.
Are there any events over the past 2 years in Jamaica that you feel that our listeners should know about, and that, you know, you would like to add to the history books of things that happened apart from the pandemic in Jamaica?
Not really, my sister Daniel. No, not really, no, because as I said before, from the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, and all of this madness, there's hasn't been too much happening here. It's all about this thing here that they, you know, put up on us. It's all about this craziness. It's all about this madness. It's all about this thing here up till this minute, my sister. There's nothing more to talk about. There's nothing more to say. It's all about this madness here. You can't get to travel unless you have been vaccinated, or, you know what I'm saying, you can't get to work within certain countries unless you have been vaccinated within the heights of the heights. You know what I'm saying? So it's all there, my sister. Nothing here in Jamaica. Nothing, you know what I mean? If people do anything, it's visual, and we are not used to that within the visuality of everything that is showing up within them social media areas and all of them things. It doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't have that impact again within the eyes of anything has been, you know, been done. And for I have done a couple of shows in that area, and I tell you, it's not feeling right. You know, it's not feeling good. But I have to say, it's one of those things that keeps us in the business and keeps us up to date within the heights of the heights. So we have to give thanks same way. But nothing has changed, my sister. It's just the same way with this madness over the past 1.5 years. And we are just praying. We are just beating our drums. We are just talking to Jah to just ease this vibe from out of my people all over the world. You know what I'm saying? You see what is happening right now in Europe. The wind is coming on. You know, Jah don't partial, you know what I'm saying? Especially when he knows that mankind is trying to take over. You know what I'm saying? He will come with wind. He will come with rain. He will come with, you know, lots of anything that can show mankind that he is still the ruler. You know what I'm saying? So mankind have to be very, very careful, or we'll all be wiped out, you know, if we don't behave ourselves and be hurt. Yeah, I can tell you that, my sister. So no matter what they try, they can't stop that time. That is the important thing of what I'm saying. You know, none of them can stop that time. So I have to give thanks for this medium with you, Daniel, every time. And it's, you know, it's all a pleasure talking to the people of the earth on this podcast, you know, medium. Trust me, it is.
Well, thank you, brother. Would you say there are winners and losers of the pandemic? And if so, if you believe there are winners and losers, who do you believe they are?
All right, the winners are the pharmaceutical places. Okay, the pharmacies, you know, who, you know, people rush to them to build up their immune system so that they can get this pandemic, or, you know, contract all of these strains that is happening all over the world. So these are the people that are the winners, the pharmaceutical places, the doctors, the, you know what I'm saying, the medical practitioners, you know, these are the people that win. It's a win-win situation for them. You know what I'm saying? If you check for the past 2 years, it's only those people, you know, they have been buying new houses, new cars, all of these things. You know what I'm saying? Taking large vacations, because they are the ones that they are the winners. You know, and for the losers now, it's for the poorly countries all over the earth that it's been affected. You know, people, you know, my families and my people, especially in Africa, that they have tried to bring this thing upon, you know, people in Europe, people all over the Caribbean, you know, these are the poor people that loses, because when you have certain funds and certain cash, you know, you can afford to buy certain things, and the people without, you know, money and all of these things that can afford for them to get your immune system and their lives up to date, you know, it's not there. So, you know, I have to say this, you know, I'm very sorry for them, you know. Yes, it's only the powers of Jah can help them right now within the heights, you know. So we have winners and we have losers, my sister. We do. In everything we do, you know, we have winners and losers. Always.
And how would you say the pandemic has impacted hospitals and being treated in Jamaica?
Well, you know, it's impacted a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, because in the first instance, we had overcrowded here, you know, until it melted down, where they use a lot of extra, you know, places. They set up a lot of extra, you know, hospitals and all them things. And it worked, you know what I'm saying, all across the island. You know, people been treated with various, you know, ailments within the height of this pandemic. So, you know, it has worked. And I must say it has worked beautifully for my people here. You know, it's a pity that so many people had to die, you know, but it has worked for a lot of people, and they have come through, and, you know, they are still healthy and well and living their lives all over again. So, you know, it's not too bad.
So can you tell us if you have any predictions for the next 2 years in terms of vaccines, restrictions, people's reactions to them? Where do you think Jamaica's going to go with this for the next 2 years?
My sister, Jamaicans are very skeptical when it comes to needles and injections and, you know, medical, you know, these associated things when it comes to the body and all them things, because Jamaica is a place that is full of ailing things, you know. Here we have a lot of bush that cures a lot of things here, you know, trust me. And we Jamaicans, we use a lot of bush, you know, and, you know, I would say differently, within the heights of the heights, Jamaicans are very, very, you know, we are skeptical within the heights, and we take things very seriously here. So for the next 2 years, you know, anybody who is coming out within certain little heights, you know, to be vaccinated or taking needles and everything, the Jamaicans will be very skeptical. You know what I'm saying? You'll have to be very sure of what you're giving to a Jamaican right now here. You know what I'm saying? Because they are very, very, you know, trust me, I don't even know the word to put there, my sister, about Jamaicans when they come out to these things. You know, they don't take any checks. You know, they don't take any chances when they come out to these things to be put in your body. Vaccination needles, you know, pills and all of them things. You know, we are very, very strict when they come out to those things, my sister. So for the next 2 years, it will be... a thing of the past when these people remember what we are coming from within the pandemic area, you know. So all these people who are trying to implement these things, that people will have to take vaccines and all them things, and, you know, it's going to be very, very hard for these things to be administrated here. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us three things that you think have had the biggest impact on you over the past 2 years?
Well, you know, not seeing my musical industry, you know, get up off the ground or anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We as musicians, they don't give us any grant. No, nothing for the musical people of this country. And for the grants that they are giving the normal people of this country, it's a shame. It's a downright shame, my sister. Trust me, for the government of this country, they shouldn't be in a government here. You know, it's just pirates and buccaneers live here same way. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I can't even mention it, my sister. I don't even know what to say. You know, but trust me, there's so much to talk about here within the negativity of this country. You know, yeah, it's a beautiful country, but the people who govern and the people who these people select to govern, they are all pirates, thieves, and they are not for the people. They are only for themselves, and they will see that within a time to come, my sister. You know, and I hope for the rest of the world, in other countries, you know, you can get something from your governments, you know, that is, you know, great within your family structure, that can help to even pay two bills or a bill, you know, and you can have something to, you know, to live from, that you can say yes, thanks to the government. Not here, my sister, not here. And it's very sad, really.
You mentioned earlier about different herbs to be used to benefit, whether it be your immune system or to use in ways to in a natural sense rather than a pharmaceutical sense. Are there any recommendations of herbs that you can give to your fellow brothers and sisters that might be listening, that come to mind, that might help them with where they are in their countries?
Yes. You know, there is so much, my sister, you know what I'm saying? But trust me, enough to get herbs right now, if you live in the UK, you know, you'll have to go to the Caribbean, the West Indian stores to get these herbs. You know what I'm saying? We have a thing named soursop leaf. We have a thing called roots that is made up of all sorts of roots here, barks, sassafras, perla, all sorts of things. It's made up of, and it's in a bottle that we call roots. It's good for your immune system. It cleanses your blood. It cleans you. You know what I'm saying? It makes you, your nerves, very restful. It takes control of your body within the soothing part of making you very calm when you rest. It strengthens you during the day, during your work, and all of them things. You know what I'm saying? We have another one called Cerasi that is very bitter when you drink it, but it purges your blood, you know what I'm saying, and it builds your immune system also. You know, we have the mint. We have mint tea that is very good also for you, you know what I'm saying? So there are certain things here that, you know, I myself, I'm just drinking some mint tea talking to you. You know what I'm saying? I made myself some minty talking to you right now. So there are certain things here that can always keep your immune system on a level. You know what I'm saying? We use lemon a lot here, what we call limes. You know, very good for your immune system also. So there are a lot of things right now. I know, you know, when you live in foreign countries such as the UK, you can go to the West India and the Caribbean stores and get certain of these things. You know, noonie drink, you know. You know, there are certain things that they are there in your country. You know, you might have to spend a little more money for them. You know what I'm saying? But they are very good for the system. And these things you should, you know, you should take them at least, you know, 3-4 times for the year. You know what I'm saying? Have a yearly intake of these things to build up your immune system so that your body cannot be very cold when it comes on through the winter. You know what I'm saying? You should build up your immune system that the winter doesn't affect you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have that cold that much, and all them things are no cold at all. You know what I'm saying? You don't get sicky within your body structure, because you have to remember, you are flesh. We are all flesh. You know what I'm saying? And 98% of our bodies are made up of liquid water. It's only 2% of bones. You know what I'm saying? So we have to take care of our structure, our body. You know, it's very, very important, my sister. Yes, and don't eat meat. Meat, it doesn't... In a person's body, meat isn't digested until 1 year time. So if you realize that, you know what I'm saying? This beef and these chicken and all these meats, it's not good for you. You know what I'm saying? Vegetable. And you're subsidizing with vegetable from the meat that gives you all the protein and vitamins that is required for your body. You know what I'm saying? And you will live longer. You will.
As we are both musicians, we both know the power of healing through music. And obviously we've featured two of your works on this episode. So we've already featured one, and we're going to feature another at the end of this episode. So obviously all of our listeners are going to have that high vibration. But can you share with us any particular tracks of your works, of other people's works, that you've reached for throughout the pandemic that have just uplifted you in a time when you really felt like you needed that extra energy boost?
Why, my sister, it's not bias already together, but I listen to a lot of I&I works, you know, because a lot of people listen to the Mama Warriors so much these days, you know what I'm saying? Tracks like Jah Blessings, you know what I'm saying? Those are tracks that I listen to every day, 3-4 times a day, my sister. I play the Mama Warriors music. Otherwise, from the Wailers, you know what I'm saying? The great Robert Nesta Marley. I love to go into his early recordings, you know what I'm saying? Simmer Down, Judge Not, One Cup of Coffee, and all of them things, you know what I'm saying? Get Up, Stand Up with Peter Touch, Leading, and all them things, you know? So I am a ardent fan of the original music with my mama music, my sister. I don't go around, you know, this type of music, because these type of music are spirited music that keeps my spirit up, aware, and close to the Father, which I don't leave a second or a minute out of my life. You know what I'm saying? I bring my children within the same heights. I bring even my mother within the same heights. Even though she's a Christian, she knows that I'm very spiritual, spirited, minded within the heights of heights. So when I go deep within the heights of music, my sister, I put on a lot of my music with the Wailers music. I don't go around at that. Other than if I am going out of that, I will listen to some Burning Spear. This music keep me high within the spirit of His Imperial Majesty, close to my Father, close to the ground, close to my people, and close to the realization that I have works to do on this earth, and I have to live to do your works, my sister. So these are the music I choose, and I don't go out of those realms. You know what I'm saying? As Bob would say, you feel it in the one drop, and you still have time to rock. That's where my music lies, my sister, each and every day of my life.
So we're going to leave your links in the description for people to connect with you, for people to support your works, most definitely. But before we end this interview, can you share with us the lessons from the past 2 years that you would like to pass on to the next generation to, you know, heighten their success?
Yes, the lessons, you know what I'm saying? The lessons is be aware of everything that is happening on the earth. Be very, very, you know, vigilant towards your life. Every day, watch where you're going. Know who you're talking with. You know what I'm saying? Get educated. Be knowledgeable. Know things on this earth. Social media is in our faces day and night now. 24/24 of every day. Google what you do. Don't know. Try and read more. Exercise the right to know more on this earth. Take care of your loved one. Take care of your family. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be very aware of Babylon and their tricks. Try and create for yourselves. Work for yourself. If you have to work for somebody, work diligently and make sure you come out on top by doing something out of that for yourself. Don't just work for somebody or someone and then at here at 10 or 20 years you're still gonna work for somebody. No, you should work for somebody that out of these 20 years you accomplish enough to start at your own business. Okay, as Marcus Garvey would say, we must create and be created that our children can be mindful of our lives. Seeing. So all I have seen, my people, for the past 2 years, I've learned a lot. I know that I must not trust Babylon within the heights of the sights. My people, I love you very much. And as the leader of the Mama Warriors from Trenchtown, I am testimony to the overall satisfaction of all of this pandemic, this madness that has taken place all over the earth. And these few people that are trying to trick us with what they are doing or what they are trying to accomplish, they have failed miserably. Again, they have failed miserably. And I can say this, my people, we are strong and we are testimony of the Most High, Jah Rastafari. Continue to be blessed, my people. Continue to be strong. And remember now, we are the Mama Warriors from Trenchtown. Saying, yes, you can get in touch with us at www.mamawarriors.org anytime, okay? Or I'm Mama Productions with a Z at the end at gmail.com. See, 876-376-0891 anytime. Or Sister Danielle from this podcast anytime you want. I and I said, be blessed, and I love each and everyone all across the earth. Mama, out for now. We meet again soon. Rastafari. Mama.
I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. Like I said earlier on in the show, if you would like to connect with any of the guests featured on any of Reggae Uprising podcast episodes, please check out all of the links in the description where you can connect with them. If you would like to connect with me, Danielle.co.uk is where you want to go. So that's Danielle.co.uk. Please let me know your stories, your thoughts, your wisdom over the past 2 years in your country. I would really like to hear from you. I'm going to leave you with the high vibrations of Isensi Mau and the Mau Mau Warriors. We from Trenchtown. I hope you have a wonderful week. Please make sure you're back here next Wednesday. But until then, and as always, blessed love. Yeah.
yeah. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. No one can push us around. No one can take us for clowns. Why? We're lawyers, we're doctors, we're all professionals. Though we come from this ghetto, this musical place, they call it the slum. Yes, you know how it runs. We're Bob and Peter and also Jabi. They came and learned this trade. And now it's time for the Mama Warriors to show you how it's done. Yes, we're gonna have much fun. We are from Trenchtown. We are from Trenchtown. Help, I sing. We are from Trenchtown. No one can push us around. Ain't no one can take us